With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least 60 people are injured after a drone attack in northern Israel. Israeli Rescue Services said some of the injured are in critical condition. Terror group Hezbollah claimed responsibility for the attack. Sunday's drone strike comes after the U.S. announced it's deploying another anti-missile battery to Israel to defend against further missile attacks by Iran. Former President Trump appeared in Prescott Valley, Arizona, Sunday, praising the efforts of Border Patrol agents in dealing with the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The former president said there are two things he will do as soon as he's sworn in to a second term in office next January.
I will be asking Congress immediately to approve a 10% raise. I haven't had one in a long time for all agents. And a $10,000 each retention and signing bonus.
On X, House Speaker Mike Johnson said FEMA has distributed only 2% of the over $20 billion in disaster relief funding Congress provided. He said, quote, they need to do their job and get this assistance to the people in need. Once the total calculations are completed, Congress will address any additional needs, end quote. Also at SRNnews.com, Floridians continue to clean up after Milton. Venice resident Bill O'Connell is on the board of his condominium complex.
Every single unit that's on a first floor that's not elevated above a parking garage has been flooded out twice now. Jeez. And they've got to start the whole process over of cleaning, sanitizing, bringing in drying equipment, getting them all dried and prepped for renovations.
Estimates on the economic cost of the storm range from $50 to $85 billion. Meteorologists now say Milton spawned at least 38 tornadoes. This is SRN News. There's something special at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It's called the Afghan Liturgical Choir, and it is roughly 1,300 years old. The small book contains the oldest writings in the Hebrew language found anywhere on earth. There's prayers and poems based on verses from the Old Testament, as well as a Passover Seder Haggadah, the text to be recited at the Passover Supper. The book is to be displayed at the Museum of the Bible through the end of this year before it goes to the Jewish Theological Seminary in New York. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
America continues to battle abortion 2 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Last week, two courts allowed state abortion restrictions to remain in place, and bigger changes could result from next month's elections. One new ruling allows Texas to continue denying emergency abortions if they violate state law. Another lets Georgia resume enforcement of its abortion ban. This is SRN News. China's looking at ways to boost its economy.
China's finance minister, Lan Fo'an, said $325 billion in special government bonds could be used over the next 3 months. And he added that local governments would be allowed to shoulder more debt. However, analysts have expressed concern that detailed figures on the promised stimulus weren't released. They're eager to understand how China will face long-term issues, chronic unemployment, a shaky property market, and debt-ridden local governments.
Boeing reportedly trimming 10% of its global workforce. That amounts to about 17,000 jobs. Social Security Administration says the cost of living adjustment for 2025 will be 2.5%, or about $48 more per month on average. It's the smallest increase since 2021 due to excessive inflation. More details at SRNnews.com.